Hello, this is Ken Barron with the NABWMT. That's the National Association of Black and White Men Together. And I'm looking at the past year, 2020, and projecting activities and resolutions for 2021. As one of the two co-chairs for the NABWMT Media Committee, I should give great thanks to my fellow co-chair, Demetrius. And at the same time, the wonderful work done by our national co-chairs, Gavin and Scott, during this very difficult past year. So, what a year 2020 has been. Perhaps the worst from a public health and economic view. And we pray that the 2021 year provides hope and the way forward for a much brighter future. I will be highlighting some of the main events of my committee and the national with three things in my recollection: the COVID impact, the continual degradation of the lives of our members, our friends and allies, and the pressure on our lives as gay people of many colors. Before I start, I have to tell you of my own New Year's resolution. First, since we are in lockdowns of various severities, I plan to expand the any presence in the digital world and bring with that the faces who have survived the pandemic or the memories of those lost. Second, in 2021, I want to keep more in touch with my family. Although both of my parents have passed, I have brothers in England and in Australia. And we promised our mum to keep in touch, so I will digitally work on this. I will review some of the videos Demetrius and I have produced for social media and many of the podcasts, blogs, and the like I have done so far solo. But I should mention the work of Gavin and Scott in guiding the NA through this very difficult year and the path forward. Indeed, thanks to the Board of Directors for extending their terms to keep the NA viable in the absence of new volunteers. Without doubt, the big event of 2021 was the COVID pandemic. This caused the postponement of the NA 40th convention, and this was announced by Mark Behar in April, and I quote, "Today, the Board of Directors of the National Association of Black and White Men Together regrettably announced the postponement of our national convention, originally scheduled for July 22 through 25 in New Orleans, Louisiana. The event will not take place as planned due to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, the 40th NABWMT convention will take place in July 2021, still in New Orleans. Coincidentally, the new convention dates will occur on the 40th anniversary of the first International Association of Black and White Men Together, IABWMT, conference. Uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic has intensified over the recent weeks and beyond, and the organization concluded that the health risks to our convention attendees, members, and allies make it impossible to hold this year's annual event. This decision was not arrived at lightly. National co-chairs Scott Doody and Gavin Morrow-Hall have had frequent discussions with health officials in New Orleans. They've talked to our hotel partners as well as our members. Our members and allies are precious to the organization, and we could not, in good faith, put them in harm's way." End of quote. Truly a sad day, but the board is able to plan even better convention in 2021. In addition, in May, I started a series of videos to highlight the activities of members and allies on homophobia, on racism, and other topics. I will show you the links in the show notes for your future listening or viewing. The first one was Jeff Horton, a retired history teacher who has two black sons. Our topic were basically about the attacks on the black communities. In June, the NA launched a program called NA Cares, based on a series of Zoom calls and Facebook Live events to bring comfort, connections, and care to the NA folks and more people. Although this is digital, it provides familiar faces during the week. Meanwhile, the media committee started on its political action program. Although the NABWMT does not endorse any candidates, we can review candidates with a focus on four issues important to our values. For example, healthcare, immigration, black lives, homophobia, and wealth inequality. So based on the success of the team's work on the 2018 midterms outreach during the 2020 summer and fall, the committee started a drive to get out the vote for the 2020 general election. Partnering with Vote Save America, the team chose battleground states to phone, text, and more to get out the vote. And as you know, we shared on the success of electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The work carried on in November to help Democrats win the runoff elections for two Georgia Senate seats. Moving on to our work in 2021, we will follow the politicians and activists to ensure the following platforms are addressed fully. COVID-19 is an existential threat to our nation and to the world. We should have at-home and instant tests. We should organize thousands of Americans to contact and protect at-risk populations. The government should provide clear and evidence-based guidance on the resources for school, small businesses, and families to make it through. Let's ensure everyone in America receives the protection and care they deserve, and consumers are not price gouged as new drugs and therapies come to market. And every American should wear a mask when they are around people outside their household, and governors should make that mandatory in their state. We will work to ensure healthcare is a right for all, not a privilege for a few. There should be a public health insurance option like Medicare. If your insurance company isn't doing right by you, you should have another better choice. This is whether you're covered through your employer, buying your insurance on your own, or going without insurance altogether. Also, 14 states have refused to take up Obamacare's expansion of Medicaid eligibility for an estimated 4.9 million adults. Ensure these individuals get covered by offering premium free access to the public option for these individuals who will be eligible for Medicaid, but for their state's inaction. In addition, because Medicare covers so many Americans, it has significant leverage to negotiate lower prices for its beneficiaries. Make this possible now. In addition, a plan for black and brown communities should close the racial wealth and income gaps. It needs to expand access to high quality education and tackle racial inequality in our educational system. It should strengthen Americans' commitment to justice and make the right to vote and equal protection real for African Americans and Latinx people. We support increased support for historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions that will train our next generation of African American professionals. The Justice Department should prioritize prosecuting hate crimes and address gun violence in our communities that are just as devastating to survivors and victims' families alike. These daily acts of gun violence disproportionately impact communities of color. Also, we should endorse fights against the epidemic of violence against transgender women of color as a direct response to the high rates of killings of transgender people, particularly transgender women of color. We should work on that to mitigate that. Discrimination in employment and housing discrimination, which lead to the increased risk of homelessness and violence, is endemic in the transgender community. We must ensure fair treatment of all LGBTQ plus individuals in the criminal justice system. We support the need for the Equality Act to be passed to reduce economic barriers and social stigma, and the LGBTQ Essential Data Act to help collect a wide variety of critical data about anti-trans and gay violence and the factors that drive it. Most importantly, demand equal rights for all LGBTQ plus people, fight to ensure our laws and institutions protect and enforce their rights, and advance LGBTQ plus equality globally. On behalf of the NABWMT, we wish you all a safe and improved radically the year 2021, and hope we can meet you in person soon.